If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Owner of First Class Parking joins us in studio tonight for a follow-up conversation. Sawubona, Sithenju.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you. And of course, this has just been phenomenal to see and witness your growth, because the first time we touched base was almost 2 years ago on the show.
Yes, I can safely say 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years ago, where we clarified, you know, that you are the only EXA-approved valet parking operator. There was a lot of buzz, life post-COVID, a lot of growth opportunities as well. You explained how the service worked. I then have become a regular customer. What's business been like since then?
I can just say for us, between the period of 2020 during the COVID lockdown, we have really grown. The business has really been elevated in terms of the means of traveling. I've noticed that we have most airlines now growing their routes, getting more fleets, which means that the travel business is taking over. That's good for our business as well. Like you've mentioned, for any time that you're traveling to Cape Town or you're traveling to Durban, that you get to leave your vehicle with us, which that's how we get to safe keep your vehicle. And we have seen a very huge difference in terms of getting the business, especially during the festive season. We noticed there was a chance for us to really get more travelers during the year. So for people who have experienced our services during the December period, we stand a chance of being of good service to those people once again during the course of the year. And that the parliament as well is getting busier. So that's where most our business lies. So with those people, the members of the parliament getting to travel, they leave their vehicles with us. And that's how much of business that we are getting as First Class Parking.
Got you. Maybe to share in terms of growth, there's a lot of customers that certainly make use of your offering. Are you able to share in terms of numbers? 5-10% growth annually?
It has. I can say we are sitting at mostly, it would be safe to say 50% of the growth. Yes. So from the period of 2021. Mm-hmm. So that was the toughest time between 2020 to 2021. And then 2022, the business seemed to pick up as more people started with the trend of traveling. Mm-hmm. And then in 2023, that is the time that we had said we are seeing the business growing with the support from AXA as well. So that's where our assurance is. So if AXA is backing us up, so I know as the most accredited valet parking, so it is easy for us as well to grow our brand. And then with the people that are trusting us, especially the travel agencies, because we work closely with those people. So those are the people that make bookings for accommodation. They also need their clients to have access to a safe parking spot at the airport. So if more travel agencies are back on business, it means First Class Parking is also out there as well, sourcing business from them. Yes, because we make access of where travel agencies have access to our booking portal, where they have access of making their own bookings, seeing to their invoices, getting their transaction, which why they choose to have us for the convenience of our services.
Got you. The last time we spoke was March of 2023, and then you had mentioned that you're the only valet service that is actually approved and recognized by AXA. Is that still the case?
It is, although we have had challenges with the, I don't know if it would be nice of me to call them illegal parkers, but that's what they labeled as. So I've mentioned earlier on that AXA has been very supportive, knowing that we are the only AXA accredited. So they make sure that First Class is even on the app. You can find us on the AXA app, which is the airport company South Africa. You can find our name there, which gives you an assurance that these people are the only ones that are identified for safety reason as well as affordability. So most people tend to look for us for the fact that their cars are only parking within the airport areas, whereas the other people that are taking your cars, they're moving them out. So we're not sure of their safety. So most travel agencies tend to pick on First Class for those. And then I think what has worked for us, it's the value-added services.
Oh, yeah.
Like you mentioned.
Car wash.
Yes. So Kuku over here knows now when she drops off her car, we always get it washed. And sometimes it's on me, but my boss doesn't know. So stingy. Yes, one of those things.
Yes. I understand.
We really, really appreciate.
As you mentioned, it's those value-added services, and they do make a difference for different customers. I hate going to the car wash. It's just something I don't enjoy. So when it can be quickly done before my arrival at the airport, then it makes it easier. But beyond that, you also offer services, grocery pickups, if I'm not mistaken, even alternative things that you do, pickups and dry cleaning as well, that's available at the airport that you provide. How has that been for customers, and does it lead to a heightened level of retention? In other words, customers coming back.
So with retention, it has worked for us mostly. I'll mention which they use mostly. So if you want us to drop off your car at a car dealership for a service, so that's what they prefer. They know they're going to be traveling for 2 days. So one person would say, since I'm leaving my car on Monday, I've made a booking for the service. Can you please drop off my car at a dealership, which maybe I can't mention closer. So then we tend to charge them for that service. And then for groceries, it has, I'm not going to pick up on most of the clients, because what orders that I receive, they'll send an email on a list of items they would need, maybe just bread or cheese or yogurt. I've picked up maybe something where one client would need something for their kids, lunch boxes. So one of those things. So that person knows very well that if I send 10 euro or I send an email, something's going to be done. And then with the dry clean, knowing that our sister company, which is the airport company, dry clean, which is also operating at the airports. So the convenience of leaving your laundry or your dry clean service so that we can send it to the airport dry clean that we also working with, and they are reliable. By the time you return, you find your garments or your laundry hanging already. So that's an easy service. That's why they would prefer us, knowing that we can fix minor things like shoes that are damaged, so we can send them to the dry clean. I believe the retention is based on what good service that we have been able to offer to them.
Definitely. You and this is the reason why, as you can tell, I've grown so fond of you in terms of getting to know you over the years and monitoring your journey, but also experiencing much of your work. And as you've mentioned, convenience is what it's about. And that's something I'm all for. But working with customers, this Tenjiwe, I could come back and say there's a dent on my car, there was this item that I left, my dry cleaning is not as efficient as what I wanted it, you picked up these grocery items but I had a different list for you. How do you deal with customer relations? Because there's a big lesson in that, you know, if one case doesn't get handled properly, you could just develop a bad reputation. But sometimes we can also be difficult as the customers ourselves.
Yes, I take that. That's a very good question. Thank you for that one. So I would want you to see why First Class has been operational for the past 5 to 6 years. So our procedure is based on when we receive a vehicle, we do an exterior where we record the vehicle, how the state of the vehicle.
Yes.
It is the interior, the exterior. What we find in the car is what we will note down. So if you leave 2 cell phones, a laptop, that's what we will note as left in the vehicle. From the time that you come back and say it was 3 cell phones, we'll show you the footage, we'll show you the confirmation of the items that were found. So we've worked in the past. So we are trying to improve all the security measures, because it is not a pleasing experience if a client says they left something and it's not there. So we have tried our best where we try and improve our service measures, where we are able to give them what they need. Again, when you said people could be very difficult, but the experience that we've had or we've gained over the past years, we now know how to handle these customers. We know how to handle these customers in terms of giving them feedback, because most people don't know that if they say my spare wheel was here, but we've noted there was no spare wheel. When you return, we show you the footage that it was not even here by the time that you left. And they would never come back again to say, oh, that was my mistake, I might have taken out. So then as the business or the management parts, we have to make sure that how we teach or train our employees, that's made to protect the brand of the business. Because now we would not want somebody writing or saying anything that is not good or that will taint the image of the company.
Exactly. What I'm hearing here is a lot focused especially on customer service. It speaks to marketing and the growth that you've managed to attain, especially live post the pandemic, and growth in just the level of travel that we see in South Africa. You are currently based at OR Tambo International Airport.
That's true.
You are accredited and I guess affiliated with AXA, given that your operations are at AXA airports. AXA has airports across South Africa and other parts. So other than OR Tambo, what's the plan?
Ish, I would love to. I know Mr. Shares is listening to this one, so I would say this is time Goku has spoken. I think the people have called as well, have sent email. Travel agencies are wondering, when are we going to be offering this good service to most of the maybe King Shaka or Cape Town? So yes, what we then do, we have a good working relationship with other valet parkers at certain airports, mm-hmm, where we are able to refer them. But for first class, it would be a very good or even a bigger step, because now we are more comfortable. We've taken our business back to where it was before COVID. Okay. So now I believe within this year, it would be something that we would love to propose and work around, which again, we will require a very good team. So what has made us is preparing the team that we already have, so where we can maybe take the people that we already have in Joburg and move them to Durban, where they can train people from Durban. Mm-hmm. So that's what would actually work for first class parking.
Got you. I hear you. Systems in place. You're looking for growth, but you're pacing yourself at the moment. Definitely. So Tenjiwe, you've also been with us at the Standard Bank Gassi SME Summit for 2 years, yes, in a row now. Yes. So you've heard and witnessed what entrepreneurs typically talk about. You've witnessed the elevator pitch. And I ask this to every entrepreneur, yes, that we speak to. What's the one thing that your business needs right now for the growth that you want to attain?
So mostly I'll just say, I know in the past I've been I have been working with the YES program, where we get interns. Okay. So for me, it has been a pleasure of grooming and training the young ones. So skilled labor for me is very, very important. Mm-hmm. And another thing is the funding that would go with developing the existing skill that we have. Okay. If it's advanced driving, that what we need in terms of administration as well, if we would have those short courses. So I think first class would do with the funding in, mm-hmm, terms of getting more skills, training, and then mostly I would still like to call interns. I'd say we are open to offering administration. We are offering operational skills. So if there are any, like the YES programs, first class is open to developing and grooming.
100%. Speaking to talent and grooming and developing the necessary workforce, where can people find you?
Okay.
For anyone, investors, potential employees, or maybe even future customers?
With future customers, we rely mostly, I know I've had my adverts running for over 6 months now with Kaya FM.
Yes.
That was a good turnover as well. So people that only see or hear from their colleagues. So we are available on the web, which is www.firstclassparking.co.za, and most travel agencies, that's how they get us. And we work with corporate clients as well. So most firms reach out to us to say, can we have an account with you? Mm-hmm. And that's how we start business with them.
Gotcha.
So, but then our line is also available for anyone who would like to make a booking from just a phone call.
For funders or those who are looking for work and looking to partner with you in other ways?
Oh, they can also send an email to our central email address, which is fly@firstclassparking.co.za. And that's fly@firstclassparking.co.za.
Perfect. Mofana namuvela utheleke nje.
Okay, you don't need a booking. So siyakwazi.
Ngiyabonga sisithenjwe, wishing you all the best going forward, and really proud of the growth that you've managed to scale on over the last few years, especially post the pandemic.
Thank you so much, Kuka. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you to you and the team.
Anytime. That's Tenjiwe Shares, the owner of First Class Parking, joining us today to tell us more about the growth that has been established after this business was founded back in November 2018 at Owar Tambo. It is access only approved valet parking operator.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.